What is up, everyone? Welcome to Fightful Wrestling. I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Kate Hensler. And today we are going to be talking about Impact Wrestling's Knockouts Knockdown. What's up, Kate? We are officially doing a show together. Welcome.
No, I finally get to do a show with you. We bookend Sean's week. I'm so glad that we get to meet up. I'm so glad that the first time that you and I are connecting on a stream is for an awesome event like tonight was. I did the AEW Rampage and SmackDown post show yesterday. It was not like the most exciting night of women's wrestling. It was a real bummer on a lot of different levels. So the fact that we get to rebound with a night like tonight is so exciting. And I get to do it with you, which makes it even better. We did not coordinate our outfits. We both did end up in pink. I'm very happy about that. You said you were going to wear black, but you were like worried that you'd be like this floating head with your background, in which case we would have been in the Hart family, which
exactly
isn't the worst,
we would have been. Exactly. So it was funny too, because I was like, oh, I kind of feel so generic coming in here wearing pink. And then when I saw you wear pink, I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, yes. I don't look like this was the best outfit for today and it kind of ended up just like working out. So it kind of looks like we definitely planned this, but either way. So Kate, I got to say, like, this is very exciting because, you know, you talk about this pay-per-view that we got to watch today, and it really was overall a really great show. And yeah, I know you mentioned also last night for the Queen's Crown tournament, it wasn't all of that great. And today on Twitter, I basically kept posting and telling people, like, dude, like, if you were upset about the amount of times that, you know, the women's matches got last night, then you should be definitely watching the show. So Kate, before we get into the show, before we talk about everything that went down for the night, I do kind of want to get your overall thoughts on pretty much the entire show as a whole.
Yeah, I thought they did a lot of things extremely well today. You had said this on Twitter, and I was so excited you pointed it out, because I had the same thought, that the diversity of styles in matches, the way that they laid them out, played such an important role. And alongside that, the way that they structured the pay-per-view in general was great. They gave you kind of a downtime when you needed it. They gave you those emotional heartstring moments exactly the right time. I think people underestimate how important sequencing is, but I love that you pointed it out, because I noticed it too. Like, it's so important to, when you're running through an entire tournament in one night, have diversity in styles from match to match to match. And we got so much of that between in-ring styles, between the talent that we were seeing and their characters and everything. I thought it was super well sequenced, extremely well executed overall. Made me really happy. Cried like a baby during the Daphne tribute, ran out, tried to fix this a little bit. We kind of got there. Everything that Kong had to say, I just thought it was such a wonderful showcase of what the Knockouts do. And honestly, what they've been doing for women wrestling for well over a decade at this point. I mean,
definitely. Yes, definitely. And that's the thing too, is that, you know, I've been sitting and, you know, I've been watching these Impact Plus shows, and they've always been like an easy watch, but for some reason, and for, I mean, maybe lots of reasons, this show did hit a lot differently. And because it is the truth, throughout each and every single match that we saw today, we got something different. And there was not one match on here that I can say, oh, this match sucked. I did not feel that way about any of the matches. And that was good, because at the same time, they all did something different. A lot of every single woman that was on this show today, I'm going to say, is a winner. And the reason for that is because they all showed something different. And even some of the women that I wasn't familiar with, because there were a lot of women here that I was watching for the first time, or maybe I had just only seen a little bit of their work. So to kind of see them here today and kind of get a better glimpse at them, I kind of felt like I came out a bigger fan of a lot more people, some people that I already knew and people that I didn't know.
Yeah. And I think people underestimate the importance of what a tournament can do for a brand. It's not just to always crown a new winner of something. And it's not always just about the finals. You can introduce new talent into the mix. You can bring back legends. You can set up multiple storylines. There's so much value in a tournament being a reset button for any division, truly. And I feel like, whereas I've been seeing it not so much in women's wrestling across the board for a lot of the year outside of Ring of Honor, tonight I thought was a really fantastic job of giving us everything that a tournament should give you. And even what I would kind of consider an upset, I that was the upset I personally wanted. So I was super excited about it. But to your point, I think a lot of people got a lot of really great exposure off of this. I was familiar with the talent, but I feel like I got to even investigate more layers of what I have seen before. So I think it was just an absolute home run on so many levels. And agreed. It's nice to be able to feel that way.
Agreed. I definitely agreed. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into a couple of the super chats that we got here today. And then we're going to run through the entire show in a nice chronological fashion. But I am going to kick things off. Also, if you want to share your thoughts as we go through this entire show, please make sure to send in your super chats. It keeps both Kate and I employed and makes us happy. And you guys all know the drill. But we got our first super chat of the day. This one is from Ricardo El Idolo, who says, "Yo, that inspirations teaser at the end." So you know what, let's kind of kick off with that. I know that happened all the way at the end of the show, and I know I said we were going to go in a chronological format, but we did get a very nice surprise that at the end, you know, formerly known as the Iconics in WWE, the Inspirations are looking to be coming out at Impact Bound for Glory later on this month, October 23rd. Kate, how did you feel seeing that teaser?
I'm excited for a lot of reasons. One, I think they can do so much great work in Impact. They have such a strong women's program. And I feel like the only thing that's maybe missing right now is someone like the Iconics to come and put that kind of shine, and that they have such a specific niche of what they do. And they have such a strong following that I think they could just provide so much value there. I know we've seen reports at Fightful and around the industry about the fact that they've been talking to multiple companies. I love how open everything is right now. I thought we were going to see them at Slammiversary. That was like one thing that I was very confident about, and it didn't happen, and it surprised me. So to see them at Bound for Glory in a couple of weeks would absolutely thrill me. But I think they can do so much great work at Impact. So them showing up there makes me very excited, or at least the possibility of that.
And I just got to be real. And this was a little bit of a controversial tweet that I put out. And I kind of want to get your thoughts on this too, Kate, because right now you just mentioned, you know, them coming out and, you know, we were talking about them being on Impact Wrestling, et cetera, and, you know, what they can bring to the table, right? I posted on Twitter that I firmly believe, given the talent and given the storylines and given the matches and the exposure that they give the women, I think that Impact Wrestling right now has the best women's division. And I know that heated a lot of people on Twitter. A lot of people were very upset about that comment, but I just got to say that what we saw here tonight is not an exaggeration. It legitimately was a great show. So to have the Iconics, you know, come out for, you know, to come out, you know, for Bound for Glory, at least as we just saw this teaser, I gotta say, I think it's the best fit for them, or one of the best fits.
Oh, to me, there is nothing controversial about what you said. It's not even close in my opinion anymore. I thought NXT was probably the second strongest, or, you know, depending on the week, it seemed like they were both kind of volleying back and forth. And you also have to, in that discussion, look at what women's wrestling is as a whole. So if you gravitate toward talent, toward a specific promotion, that's one thing. But do the stories make sense? Is the booking appropriate? Like, your favorite women's wrestler or your top 3 to 5 women's wrestlers might not be in this company, but you have to understand the functionality of what women's wrestling means in the context of all of wrestling. So I couldn't agree with you more. Like, that is so spot on. I feel like they've been that way for a lot. And the thing that impresses me the most about it is that they continually either A, don't sign talent and just kind of lease them, or B, that talent grows, gets notoriety, and moves on. But somehow they continually replenish this well. And I'm so impressed by their ability to do that. And it's because they make it a priority. So the Iconics coming in, or the Inspiration, I mean, I think would be just so great, because they're so much fun. They would add a different flavor, and they're such a hallmark name at this point. So, I mean, looking at things in WWE right now, could I have seen Billie Kay as a Queen of the Ring? Hell yeah, I could have. So I think they missed the boat on that, but bring them on over to Impact. I'll be watching.
I know, and I'm excited. And they love each other so much. They're legitimate best friends. So, like, they know each other well. So I think they know what they're definitely capable of bringing to the table. We got another super chat. This one is from Matt Reichel, who says, "Watching GCW, but I had to hop on and support my besties, Heel Hensler and Hollywood Salcedo. The Inspiration tease." Everybody's very excited about that. And yeah, definitely excited to catch up with GCW as well. Thank you so much to Matt for sending in that super chat. And we got plenty more, and I'm going to jump into a couple, and then we'll get into the show. This is another super chat from Hannah M, who says, "It should now be known as Impact, but for the audio listeners, you can't see the brilliance of this because she put the double eye in there. We got another super chat from Fern Loth in New York City who says, do we have new challengers for Steven Larson's Quizlemania tag titles? No, I'm terrible at Quizlemania. Kate, you'd probably win all by yourself. You could win the tag titles by yourself.
I don't know if you want to put all that on me. So no, we'll just step aside with that.
And Ryan, see, okay, we got a Ryan saying that he wants me to mute you, Kate, but okay. You know what? I don't do those tactics, man. As somebody that's being muted constantly, I don't do that, man.
We're above that. And also Ryan is my co-host on Wednesday, so you don't have to listen to him about anything. You don't even have to read his stuff. I know it's like part of the deal, but don't worry about it.
And Jason PS3 says Stardom, TJPW and Impact Wrestling are killing it this weekend. Dude, there is a lot. And you know, we're not going to talk about this right now because this is not really the place to talk about it, but there are options out there for women's wrestling. And today was a clear indicator of that. You can read in between the lines by what I mean by that. Kate's like, I'm reading between the lines.
I'm reading. So like, remember like Invisible Ink when you would put the ruler over? That's how clear I'm reading the lines there. But in general too, if there's something that you don't like in wrestling, there's so many alternatives right now. It's such a great time for pro wrestling in general. What you just said about women's wrestling, I think is even more important because it's more disappointment based, not like based out of taste. So I'm with you there.
Exactly. Super chat from Chris Reigns who says, love seeing Christy Hemme back and Kong is an excellent choice for the Hall of Fame. More excellent choice. It's an underrated thing to say. Like it's underrated. Yeah. She's like more than an excellent choice. It's like a must choice, you know?
Yeah. And I think they were just waiting for like a proper retirement out of her, which it looks like we're getting based on what we saw at NWA Empower and out of this. So she was a no-brainer. I think they were just waiting for the timing to be right.
Alrighty, that's awesome. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and hold off on a couple of the super chats and I'll get to them in just a second. Luis is going to go ahead and handle the ones that I haven't read just yet, but we're going to go ahead and jump into the show officially. So here we go. Kate, let's kick things off because we kind of started in an emotional way, a very nice way, but in an emotional way. We had the 10-bow salute for Daphne. And as you know, Daphne's death was, you know, something that because it was done in such a, the public got to see those moments, those final moments of her life. I think that it hit people differently. And I think that even though a lot of us know that mental health is a serious issue, I almost feel like the way that it happened, it's almost like, you know, people, it hit a lot harder is what I'm trying to get at. So now, you know, obviously right now it's been such a big conversation in the wrestling community to talk about mental health. So to have this moment and to also have, you know, to also be able to honor Daphne in this way with all of the women and all of the men in the ring, how did you feel about this?
Oh, just like cried like a baby. You know what I mean? Like this was such an important thing to do for so many reasons, but in a promotion that has broken so many barriers for women, and to be paying tribute to a woman who broke down so many doors before that, like so many pioneers of women's wrestling came before the Four Horsewomen. This is just the most sustainable maybe of that over the past 5 years. I have my doubts, but like Daphne was just one of those ass kickers that just broke through at a time when no women were really breaking through, and did so in such a unique way and embraced her authentic self in such an important way. And so I think also with the mental health conversation, there's an assumption when someone who is as badass as Daphne, you view them as immoral, you view as immortal.
Yeah,
view them as indestructible, right? So it's like then when somebody who was such a badass presence is struggling and then you see the final moments of their life like that is, there's such a huge like gap there to kind of unpack. So I thought it was beautiful that they acknowledged it. I thought what they did throughout the entire show was really great. And I like that it sounds like they're trying to at least proactively work on a solution because there is a very large void there in wrestling for sure.
And that's the thing that I like that you mentioned, the fact that they did this the entire night. This wasn't just a one and done deal. Obviously, we had the Monsters Ball. You had everybody coming out with the, you know, the bands around their shoulders with Daphne's name on it. And just like overall throughout the entire night, you know, her name was brought up. Her, you know, we had a vignette that was, you know, that was played later on in the, you know, show. So they really did a lot to just kind of honor her memory, which was really nice. So now we're going to go ahead and get into the actual show in terms of the wrestling, in terms of the action. You know, we've kind of put over Jennifer, that we saw a lot of versatility here tonight. But let's kick things off with the first match, first round match here that we got for the tournament, Lady Frost versus Rachel Allering. So I got to say, this was a very, very smart way to kick off the night, because I think this kind of set the tone for what we were going to be seeing. We had major differences in what Lady Frost was bringing to the ring and major differences in what Rachel Allering was bringing to the ring, and sort of seeing their different styles sort of be brought together in the way that they did, I thought made for an excellent match. But Kate, what did you think of this match?
I agree. I feel like Lady Frost has been one of the biggest breakout stars in wrestling this year in general, not just women's wrestling, wrestling across the board. She's grown so much in like a very challenging era to have grown over this past year. I think she's just been so impressive. She's so versatile. She can give so many women with different ring styles such great matches. We saw a lot of it here. She does a lot of very acrobatic stuff, but it's not without sound psychology behind it. Like, she's very acrobatic, but she never lets that derail the fact that she's trying to win a match, which is something that I very, very much appreciate. So I thought this was an outstanding way to start the night. I thought it was also nice to go from that emotional moment to someone like Lady Frost, who has like a bit of an edge to her, but is very accessible, but like such a great character to sink your teeth into. And Allering is just a fantastic serviceable in any match kind of worker as well. So to see their different ring styles, of Allering being such like a heavy hitter and working at a slower pace, and somebody that can move the way that Lady Frost does, I thought this was just a fantastic way to start things off.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I feel like we need to put over Lady Frost here for a second, because, you know, she just has such a unique look. And like you mentioned, she, you know, she has this, you know, background in, you know, in gymnastics and all of that. But you're right. She goes out there and she's not necessarily just doing flips and spots just for the hell of it. She went out there and, you know, she told a really good story here with Rachel Allering. And that was one of my favorite things that, you know, we saw. I would say that out of all the matches that we saw today, this is probably like up there in my top three favorite matches of the night. Just because I liked so much that contrasting style that they both brought. And I just got to say, Lady Frost, I feel like, and I know we're going to talk about this later on in the night, but I I honestly, to me, she was one of the people that I came out a bigger fan of. And considering that we only saw her, you know, wrestle one match because she did lose this match and she did get eliminated after this, I do kind of have to put her over because to me, I was like, hell yeah, like Lady Frost is killing it. Consider it. I'm a big fan of hers, you know, etc. And so I do really have to put her over during this as well. So this was a great way to kick off the tournament. Really love this. So also, the other thing that I wanted to kind of just talk a little bit about the actual stuff that we saw in this match here was we talked about the difference in styles, but I also want to kind of bring up there was this moment where Rachel Ellering was chopping her and like chopping her so like aggressively and she was bringing it to her. And then there was a moment where you didn't think you were going to see it from Lady Frost. And then Lady Frost kind of like snaps and she just starts chopping her like crazy. So I really like that interaction here. And one of my favorite things that we saw during this match and then we saw later on in Rachel's other match was that she did the black hole slam for the win, for the finish. And I just got to say that she made it look so impressive. And you know, obviously Abyss, someone you know who did this you know maneuver before, so to be able to kind of see her bring that into this, I thought was really phenomenal. So this was up there with one of my favorite matches of the night.
Yeah, definitely same with you. And I love in general a lot of the people that were highlighted tonight are people that Impact might not know. And I loved that. Like, I feel like, yeah, Lady Frost lost this match, but I think a lot of people, she's also great at communicating this, but everybody knows who Lady Frost is now, right? And we saw that consistently throughout the night with the people that lost. Maybe they lost the match, but man, did they gain so much. And we'll talk about how amazing Masha Slamovich was in a second, but she's another one. So much talent. And even there's people that probably aren't necessarily like familiar with the winner of the tournament, which is also really cool. So I just loved that a lot of the people that got the spotlight are the ones that people might have been less familiar with, whether or not they technically won or lost.
Exactly. And I think this is a good example of that because this next one, we got Chelsea Green versus Renee Michelle, another first round match here in this tournament. And I'll just be honest, like I was not, you know, as familiar with Renee Michelle's work whatsoever. Obviously Chelsea Green, that's a totally different story. Very familiar with her. I just actually did an interview with her a couple days ago. So for me, I got to say like this match here, I thought that completely different from how we open up the show, but in a good way. And the reason for that is because the thing for me that really put over this match was the fact that they did a lot of really good storyline in this match. So now, you know, looking at this, you know that Renee Michelle is obviously not at the same level that Chelsea Green is at in terms of her in-ring wrestling skills. We know that, right? But on this night, she did not at any point look like she wasn't on par with Chelsea Green. She didn't look out of place. She didn't look like she was lost. And so many times when I'm watching so many other, you know, matches with, you know, when you see a girl who's more green than, you know, her opponent, you tend to see those moments, those teaching moments. And I kind of feel that in this match, I didn't see it at all. In this match, I did not see, not at one point did I think Renee Michelle does not belong there. And so for me, that was what really got me over and really got me interested and invested into Renee Michelle. The other thing that I liked was the fact that she was working on throughout this match. We saw her do things that were working over Chelsea Green's wrist. And obviously, if you know the history of Chelsea Green, you know she's been struggling with that wrist. This has been a major story that has been, you know, talked about. So the fact that she went in there and was working on that wrist, to me, great storytelling. So Kate, what did you think of this match overall?
So it's kind of funny because I was like, this isn't my favorite match, and it was still a pretty good match. Like, it was just such a hot night that this was like probably my bottom two or three, but it was still really decent. Chelsea Green has gotten very good about laying her shit in. Like, she has gotten great at that. This was another good example. There were some moments where it was just like, wow, she's really out there to kick someone's butt. And to your point, even though it wasn't like my favorite thing in the world, everything was still sound. And the story that was told was really great. Like, this felt more almost like I always go to CM Punk because I'm the biggest Punk mark. But what he's doing right now is telling stories where, because he's a veteran and smarter than his opponents that are a little more green, he's outwitting them. But because it's always him just doing something a little bit smarter, what that does is make you believe that the opponent can feasibly win this match. And you know what? One of these times that's just going to happen. So it's great because it makes it feel, you can buy in that way. If you feel like that person could reasonably win this match and that is just someone getting outwitted, that is a great story to tell, and it keeps you on the edge of your seat a little bit. So I very much appreciated that about this match. Not my favorite one, but I just had a lot of really favorite matches today.
But isn't this crazy though? And I think you can probably like answer this question here. So even though, like, here's the thing, like you say, like, oh, this wasn't your favorite match, but tell me not that this still was like levels, even your least favorite matches from tonight were levels above a lot of the other, I hate to say it, but a lot of the other women's matches that we've been seeing in other places. And even the ones that weren't necessarily your favorite were still so much better.
Yeah. And for me, a matter of taste, not quality. Like, there are just things that I like that Mercedes Martinez does, right? But that doesn't mean that what happened in this match was wrong. It just means I have a preference to something else. So not necessarily a reflection of the quality as much as just the kind of wrestling that I like better. But you're absolutely right in that this match was still, you know, head and shoulders above a lot of what we've been seeing on television, unfortunately.
No,
fortunately slash unfortunately.
Yeah, fortunately slash unfortunately. Yeah, exactly. BTW Chelsea Green does get the win here with the Unprettier, so she moves on in this tournament. Now, before we move on to the next match, I do want to read a couple of super chats that we got here. Let's read this one from, this one is from Taylor Cannon. Thank you so much to Taylor, who's always sending lots of love. Taylor Cannon says, didn't get a chance to see the show, but I wanted to support the post show. I enjoy watching these post shows. They are very entertaining. Well, thank you, Taylor, for coming on here and showing us some love. We really appreciate it. We got another super chat. This one is from Janelle Shipler. Thank you so much to Janelle, who says, love to see Best Girls Kate and Denise covering some amazing women's wrestling today. Impact can have my money if they keep giving me this content. I agree. I definitely agree. Thank you so much to Janelle for sending in lots of love. And then before I move on to the next match, I'll read one more. This one is from the Shadow Ranger, who says, great show. I love Impact Wrestling. Mixed feelings on the Iconics. I didn't want them in Impact, but it makes the most sense for them to go there. I'm assuming you probably wanted them to go to AEW. That's what I'm probably guessing here. Kate, I mean, obviously we don't know officially just yet that, like, hey, they're, you know, we have the Forbidden Door and they could possibly, like Chelsea Green, who's been showing up in different places. That could be the situation with the Iconics, at least as of right now, from the knowledge that I have on this situation.
Yeah, I agree. Everything's just so open right now. It's really interesting. And also everybody's doing a tournament right now. So there's just so much room for people to just show up for one-offs, for continued stories, for minor things. But it's kind of fun having contracts that are open enough, because it just makes it really interesting. You don't know where people are going to show up, but it is kind of funny that, like, we just got through an ROH tournament, MLW's rebooting their women's division, and then we have not Queen of the Ring, but Queen of the Ring, and then we have the TBS title tournament. I was like, everybody's just doing tournaments right now, which is great. I'm a tournament mark, so I love it.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on, but just a friendly reminder, I am going to be reading more super chats as we go throughout this stream. So if you guys want to get your thoughts, your comments, whatever it is on the show, go ahead and send it in. But let's move on to another tournament match from the first round. Of course, we got Brandi Lauren versus Mercedes Martinez. Kate, you've put over Mercedes Martinez already quite a bit during the show. So I do want to get your thoughts on this, but before we do that, this was kind of a, you know, we did see Mercedes Martinez obviously take the win here. She won with the OG drop. This was a fast match. There wasn't, you know, it wasn't as long as the first two matches, but I thought that was perfectly fine. It made sense for the, you know, the story and the competitors that we were seeing in this match. But Kate, what did you think of this?
This to me was perfect in that it accomplished exactly what it needed to do. Was it like the best display of wrestling? Not in quality, but just like time and match structure. No, we saw cooler stuff on this card tonight, but you had a long match. You had not a long match, but you had two decent timed openers. Why not throw something that is going to be a little bit shorter here? The way Mercedes works, she's a little bit harder hitting, so that works. We learned that she was going to wrestle a lot tonight, so having her do something a little bit shorter makes sense. And as we saw tonight unfold, it makes sense to have the person that's going to win look dominant. So I liked a lot of this. Brandi Lauren being a zombie was kind of a surprise to me. She's like one of the prettiest people in the whole wide world, so I was a little bit stunned, but nonetheless, I'll take it. So this was perfect in accomplishing what it needed to. I will put over Mercedes Martinez here, before, now, forever. I think she just adds so much value to a women's locker room. And she let, you know, Brandi got her offense in still. And in every match that she had tonight, she just did a really great job of telling a different story every time, making her opponent look really great, and also just being such an ass kicker in the process. So I think it's just so valuable to any locker room you're going to see.
Well said. Well said. So next match that we have in the first round tournament, we had Tasha Steelz, who this night overall was a tremendous showcase for her, versus Jamie Senegal. Jamie Senegal just got to talk to her. So it was really kind of cool to get her story going into this tournament, which was really fun. Jamie, who, you know, she is a huge fan of Daphne. Daphne was sort of a mentor to her. And in our interview, she spoke about, you know, what Daphne meant to her and in her career. She essentially calls her, you know, her mother, because she was literally the person that every time that Jamie had any sort of down in her career, Daphne was the person that would be like, you're a star. You're going to, you know, she was telling me, like, she was the person that would build up my confidence and, you know, bring her up whenever she was feeling down. So she comes out, you know, tonight and, you know, she has inspired gear and homage of Daphne. So that was very nice to see. But this was a pretty fun match here. We saw brutal forearms from Jamie to Tasha. And I got to say, I think the thing that really helped out this match, or not helped it out, but made it much more entertaining, was actually the size difference that we got here from these two ladies, is that, you know, also because Tasha was working as a heel, obviously, and she was the smaller one, just to sort of see those two components come together in this match was one of my favorite things. We see Tasha essentially like kick the hell out of her. That was pretty cool. I will say this, I think this match, in my opinion, exceeded my expectations, especially because Tasha Steelz, you know, we've been seeing her, you know, for a longer period of time in the tag team, you know, division, and to sort of see her, you know, standing out on her own this night really, really showed so much that she can do. And even though she, you know, she was working as a heel, I thought that her facial expressions throughout the night were something that kind of brought her game to another level, where I can see her down the line, you know, definitely turning babyface, because she has that likability. Like, she's kind of a mood. Like, seeing her tonight, I was every time she would have like these reactions, I was like, Tasha Steelz is such a mood. And, you know, we'll talk about her more later, but we did see, you know, obviously Tasha advance in this tournament. But Kate, how did you feel about this match?
I really liked this. And to me, this is the best I've seen out of Jamie Senegal as well. I am a little bit more familiar with her. I'm not sure if you were going into this, but I haven't been the biggest proponent of her in-ring work. She's still working really hard and coming up a little bit, I think. But saw her at NWA Empower. This pace worked for her. This was slower, which I think... I give Tasha Steelz a lot of credit, because she, as you said, is the smaller one here, right? So that's usually the person that wants to be the most high energy, because you need that momentum to make your moves look impactful when you're the smaller person. It just makes sense. Her ability to tell the story the way that she did in this match, this wasn't my favorite match of the night, but it was in some ways the one that I was the most impressed by, because I think this was a completely different side of Tasha Steelz that I've seen before. Fire and Flavor was obviously a very, very different dynamic. And on top of that, she just knew how to make Jamie look really great. And this, I felt like, and to your point about her facial expressions, she was telling a story with every cell in her body this entire match. I really, really liked what she did. So this one was the one that I was kind of probably like the least excited about going into it, and ended up on the other side of it being very impressed by.
I completely agree. And I think we're kind of on the same page here, where like it exceeded our expectations. Yeah. At least that's how it seems to me. Like, honestly, now, before we get on to what I definitely think was match of the night, I do want to go ahead and give a quick plug to Fightful Select. If you have not subscribed to Fightful Select, I legitimately have no idea what you are waiting for. The entire Fightful team does such an incredible job on there. And I mean, constantly, you know, I'm subscribed. I just keep seeing these emails pop up over and over in my inbox. And it's just like news after news after news. If you have not subscribed to Fightful Select, make sure you guys do so. Right now, currently, they are over 4,000 subscribers. And that is just such an awesome growth that we have seen on Fightful Select. So make sure to head on over to FightfulSelect.com and click that subscribe button. But Kate, It is time. It is finally time to talk about the match that I am most excited to talk about here today. And I think people here know, and I know you know what I'm getting at, Deanna Purrazzo versus Masha Slamovic. And I might say Slamovic. There you go. I need to put more intensity into that. There you go. Slamovic. pick your poison match. She was selected by Mickey James. And Jesus Christ. Kate, I don't know where to start with this. Where do I begin? Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna start off by saying this match was awesome. Kate, I'm gonna give you the floor here and to kick this off, and then I'm gonna go ahead and get a little bit more information on this match. But how did you feel about this match?
To me, match of the night as well for a lot of reasons. Masha is just so great. She it's kind of been picking up some notoriety a little bit. I got to see her at AEW Dark in Newark when it was around here. She's done some really great work with Mission Pro Wrestling as well. Really, really picking up some momentum, and I'm excited for her because she absolutely deserves it. What a storyteller. What a character. The two of them just had, some wrestlers just have chemistry. Deanna does seem to have it with like almost everyone, but there was something here where the things that aligned about their styles that are similar worked so well together. And the things that were different about their styles were fantastically different. And what an exciting match that made. Their ability to change pace so many times in this match, I can't say enough about that. That is such an important device in a match. If you can pull it off to have these moments that are slower to give you some relief and to just sell how impactful this match is, and then to speed it up like that and make it so exciting. Incredible work from both of them. They just had that thing. They just had that magic thing that comes out sometimes in wrestling. I'm so glad so many people got to see what Masha Slamovic can do, because she has just been killing it on the indies. She's been absolutely killing it in Mission Pro. Had a great match with Thunder Rosa on Dark, and to see her get this spotlight. And to also just see her, I mean, she just immediately grabs your attention with her look and the name Masha Slamovic. Tell me there's a cooler name in wrestling and I'll tell you you're a liar. Masha Slamovic.
She's getting over, like literally just with the name. And then you look at her and you're like, dang, like I've never seen anyone like her. And then she goes in the ring. So let's talk a little bit about what they actually did here. Because as we already know, Deanna Purrazzo is a technical master. She's a savage in the ring. When she gets a hold of your body parts, you're done. She will find a way to, you know, get the best of you, wear you down, and essentially just get the best of you here. So one of the things that we saw right at the top of this match was both of them doing the test of strength. They got into that, you know, test of strength position. And from there, you saw them kind of just incorporate all of these different spots. It was essentially just them holding on to each other while doing a series of, you know,
what's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tons of spots. It was insane. And what I got from that is you legitimately have two people right now in the ring who just know what the hell they're doing. And it became very, very clear right from the beginning. The other thing that I really liked from Masha is that she did a lot of high impact moves. And the way that she did them, she brought intensity. She was crisp. They all looked really cool, where like you look at her and I think, you know, I think like a, you know, like a Wonder Woman. I think like an action star. I think like a, you know, somebody that could literally just come in here, overpower you and just like kick your butt. And that's exactly the vibe that she gives, honestly. And then there was a moment, which I really love, in which we saw Deonna wrap her in a Koji clutch. I thought that was absolutely sick. It was one of my favorite portions of this match, especially because it really wore Masha down and, you know, it brought her down exactly to where Deonna wanted her. And so we saw that, like, you know, the strategy from Deonna in this match. I also want to put over the way that Masha runs the ropes, because again, that intensity was there. When she hit, when Masha hit Deonna with the sidewalk brainbuster, that was pretty epic as well. Oh my gosh,
yep.
And then for finally for the win, we see Deonna hit the rings of Saturn. She uses that, gets the win. And I just got to say, this was my favorite women's wrestling match in a long, in quite a bit. I would say definitely this year, this was one of my favorites by far, because I just really thought that the strategy, again, the storytelling that we saw from Deonna and both Masha, but Deonna in the sense of her, you know, her technical style. And then Masha, in terms of her, I kind of felt like this was a star-making match for her. Like, okay. You just became a fan. Like, I don't know if somebody watched this match and they say, oh, I didn't like Masha after this, I'm like, dude, what the hell? What were you seeing? Like, what were you seeing? I just
What's
don't get it.
What's missing for you? Yeah, what is exactly. missing for you if you're not in on this woman? I'm with you. I was trying to think of other great women's matches. Chris and Britt from All Out, obviously Bianca and Sasha at Mania, and the Lights Out match were on my mind. A lot of what Deonna's done this year fits in that category. This is one of those ones that fits in that category that Deonna did too. And this kind of goes back to, again, the purpose of a tournament. One of those things to do is spotlight people who are great wrestlers that either A, aren't in your company, or B, need to stand out even if they're not going to get the victory. This is the best example of that. And I give equal credit to Deonna and Masha, because I think they just both play their roles perfectly. To your point about Deonna too, just like, she was like, all right, that didn't work, we're going to do this. Like, I loved that. She seemed like she was acting like a champion in this match. Like, it was so well done. And yeah, I nothing but good things to say about this match, about Masha Slamovich and Deonna just becoming this incredible force in wrestling. It's so cool to see. It's so cool.
It is really cool. She has definitely grown a lot. And we do have a super chat from Andrew7186 who says, I want Mercedes versus Masha, please. I just want to add to this, I want everybody against Masha now, because I just need to see it. Definitely became a big fan of hers tonight. So guys, once again, if you want to send in any super chats, please feel free to do so. We will be reading them. We got a couple more, and I'm going to be reading them as they pertain to the subject that we are talking about. But if you want to make sure that you get your super chat in and that we see it and that we read it and all of that, make sure you go ahead and send it in here. Let's go ahead and let's actually read this super chat that just came in from Air Force Sister 74, who says, didn't catch the show but made sure to tune into this post show. It's been really refreshing to see more females doing these shows. Hell yeah, man. Girl power.
Agreed. And I'm so excited to finally be on a stream with Denise, but that is something that is growing and expanding at Fightful, is different points of view. Grapsity was on earlier today. What a fantastic addition to Fightful that is. Sean Book sends his week with us, and even though he's out there to mute us, we're still gonna break through it. We're shattering glass ceilings over here.
Exactly. Thank you so much to Air Force Sister 74. And again, keep sending in your super chats, guys. They keep us in business. So here we go. We are moving on to the semifinals match. We had Mercedes Martinez versus Rachel Ellery. I think that this was definitely, you know, looking at the brackets, I think a lot of people wanted to see this match. We got this match. You know, they have they're still two different competitors, but at the same time, they still have a lot of similarities. And we did get to see that throughout this match. We do obviously see Mercedes get the win here with the guillotine, but some other awesome moments included Mercedes Martinez elbowing Rachel, like literally right in the ribs, which kind of hurt me just watching. Rachel hitting her with the spine buster, going for the pinfall, but getting a near fall. Rachel once again using the black hole slam again, you know, Mercedes rolling out of the ring like the veteran that she is. But yeah, in the end, we see Mercedes get the win with the guillotine. And my favorite thing about her winning with this is the fact that she trapped in Rachel's legs so well that Rachel could essentially, she couldn't use her legs to get out of it. And so that to me kind of added to like the way that she went ahead and won this one. So good job to Mercedes Martinez. How did you feel about the semifinals match?
I really liked this. This is probably the closest back-to-back stylistically that we got in the tournament, but that's fine by me because I feel like Deanna and Masha was something that was just so special. And also I like this style, so it doesn't feel that redundant to me. again, I put over Mercedes Martinez all the time. Every way, she has so many different ways she can beat you, and they all look like they hurt really bad. Like everything she does feels impactful. Her chops, for like not that big of a gal, you can hear them across the room. I actually saw her and Rachel in a triple threat at PPW in Pennsylvania, and the two of them were chopping each other, and ow, like it sounded like you would have thought it was like a Walter chop. It was so loud and impactful. And in that match too, kind of something we saw here, but Rachel didn't lean into like her more bubbly side as much. I saw Mercedes chop the crap out of her, and then she chops Mercedes back and goes, ow, like on her hand, like doing so many little things well in storytelling. But I thought this match was really good. I thought it kept the night moving. I thought it did what it needed to do to make Mercedes look like a real butt kicker in the process. I liked the booking here a lot, and I'm with you. I thought the way that it ended made Mercedes look like this person could really take this whole tournament.
she really did. And I had a feeling that, you know, she would be one of those people. And I didn't read the spoilers. I don't read spoilers. So going into this, I was like, okay, I don't want to know what's going to happen. I need to be impressed. I need to be, you know, surprised as I go through this. So let's go ahead and jump into the next match. So semifinals match, winner will obviously go on to face Mercedes Martinez. We have Tasha Steelz versus Chelsea Green. And this was another fun match. Again, this was another one where we really saw Tasha Steelz stand out. Once again, I got to bring up her facial expressions because we kind of saw it elevated a little bit more onto this during this match, excuse me. And some of my favorite portions that I think we need to talk about is, you know, Chelsea essentially doing this like dive right onto Tasha, and Tasha's so tiny and Tasha still catches her. I thought that was a really awesome moment. Both of them headbutting each other was pretty great. Tasha hitting her with the crucifix bomb and then not getting the win. That was kind of exciting to see because you kind of saw them like level it up because, you know, obviously they're in the semifinals. So it's not going to be, you know, it just kind of showed that the competition got a lot harder as you move on, you know, in the tournament. So that was really nice. The only thing that I didn't necessarily love was the finish. I thought it took too long to kind of get to it, to where it kind of took away from the moment. We do see Tasha winning with the frog splash. And she gets the win after that. But I kind of thought that the lead up to the finish almost didn't feel like a finish. Like it kind of just like happened sort of abruptly, in my opinion. So we do end up seeing Tasha and Mercedes Martinez in the finals. But how did you feel about Tasha and Chelsea?
I felt like overall this match felt a little bit long. There were parts of it that dragged. But what actually cracked me up was I had that thought. I was like, this feels a little long to me. And then Chelsea did that tope that absolutely like annihilated Tasha and boy picked up the match. So I guess I was not the only one feeling that way because she definitely was like, let's pick business up a little bit. This was perfectly fine. This was also not like my favorite, but again, just a matter of taste. Like there, everything here was sound. It made sense. And even though it wasn't like super my favorite, I thought Chelsea was going to win. So this to me was a booking surprise. And it was one that I wanted because I really wanted Tasha to go to the finals. I really like it when they award homegrown talent, and something Impact has done well, really well twice now. It seems like Ethan Page left for AW and they made a star out of Josh Alexander, despite the fact that they were tag team stars. Fire and Flava also tag team stars. Kira Hogan leaves for AW, it turns out. And I think we're seeing Tasha Steelz kind of become a star in our eyes. Again, purposes of tournaments, making stars out of people. This is a great example of that. And they're doing it with the right person because she is actually signed there as opposed to on a lease contract, like we see it with a lot of the other Impact talent. So just fantastic booking. not my favorite match. Nothing wrong with it. I just had a lot of really favorite matches today.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and kind of break away a little bit from the matches because now we got some endearing things to talk about. I can't wait to get into this. We have our Awesome Kong segment where, you know, she comes out and she's officially going to be the next entrant into the Hall of Fame. She's going to be inducted during Bound for Glory weekend. So that's going to be very exciting. I can't, you know, when you think back into Impact Wrestling's history, I can't think of anybody more deserving than Awesome Kong to be inducted into the Impact Hall of Fame. So that is, she comes out, you know, she's showing this emotion. She's talking to the people. You know, she puts over Daphne for breaking barriers. And that was another really nice mention where she could have made this all about herself and no one would have judged her whatsoever. But she made sure to, you know, talk about Daphne and her legacy as well. And then also she made a point to tell people that no matter what business you're in, whether you're a teacher or a mechanic or whatever the case may be, to always do something for the next generation to help the, you know, open the door for that next generation. So I kind of thought that she said a lot of really nice things in like a short amount of time. But how did you feel about, you know, seeing Awesome kind of get this like nice moment here tonight?
Oh, it's just so deserved for her. It made me so happy. And that the people that they brought in to make that announcement and to welcome her back. I thought that was great that they had Christy and Gail and yeah, everything that she said. She just seems like a very humble person. She seemed very emotionally moved by the fact that that was happening. And on top of that, everything she said about Daphne and the words of inspiration that she left, like you said, she was like, you're a teacher, you're a mechanic, whatever. She, you know, opened the door for the next ones because otherwise who will? Like, what a wonderful sentiment in a moment that's supposed to be about her to turn it around and make it about everyone else. I just thought that was a really beautiful use of time by her. And I also liked that we didn't just go into the finals and do this at the end. Like, they took a breath with all of the things that we had seen to put the main event in the main event spot, which is just good, but to not let this moment get lost in the shuffle, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, I did like the flow of the show where it's like, okay, we get the first round matches out of the way, we get another different match, and then we go into, you know, they do a lot of different stuff. I thought they paced and separated everything really well. It flowed very smoothly. We also got a video where Taylor Wilde is also talking about Daphne and some of the work that they did together on Impact Wrestling. Did you have any additional thoughts that you wanted to add about this?
Just tears. I just cried a lot tonight, unexpectedly. Like, I didn't anticipate crying a lot, but I was very emotional about a lot of this, but it was beautifully well done. They did a great job with this.
Yeah, it was really nice. And again, I'm glad it was just one of those other aspects that they added to the show to kind of just, again, honor her memory. Before we move on to the Monsters Ball, I do want to go ahead and just remind you guys all, if you haven't already, please make sure that you guys are subscribed to Fightful here on YouTube, whether you're listening to this on the audio version or wherever you listen to Fightful podcasts. Please make sure to take some time and head on over to YouTube and make sure to subscribe to the channel. Fightful is growing very, very fast. So make sure you guys are part of the family now.
Leave a thumbs up for
yeah
us.
Please for do please do. You know, I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure, I have to ask Sean, but I'm pretty positive this is the first time, I think this is the first time that we've had an all-female stream here on Fightful.
I gotta ask Sean. Right. I think you're right? Yeah,
it's gotta be right.
I think so. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll find out eventually. I'm sure Sean will have the Sean Ross stats on that. But let's get into this Monsters Ball. We have Savannah Evans, Kimberly, Alicia, and Jordan Grace. This was a killer match. Holy moly. Kimberly, please give that woman a raise because she took a beating during this match. Before we get into your thoughts, I do kind of want to just talk a little bit about the major moments, highlights of this Monsters Ball. To recap it a little bit, we had certain spots that were fantastic, and here are the ones that I personally love the best. Seeing Kimber essentially get tossed right into that barbed wire chair that literally busted her face open, and before she even had any time to recover, she was literally getting like hit with like kendo stick shots like all over the body. This was brutal. Jordynne Grace, you know, hitting that Vader bomb, the way that she moves and how fast she is, it looked really impressive. Jordynne brings in the weight plates. Kimber brings in the thumbtacks. They really brought in a lot of different, you know, weapons, obviously, to kind of spice up this match. We then see Jordynne hit Kimber with a muscle buster on the thumbtacks, which I thought was phenomenal. We see Savannah get Jordynne with chalk in the face, and then we do end up seeing Savannah win after a full Nelson slam on Alicia for the win here. I was kind of surprised that she won, but given the fact that they're building her up to be a monster, I definitely think that having her take the win was the right call. But Kate, what did you think of this match? What were some of your favorite moments, and did you think it was the right call to have Savannah win?
I thought this match was ow. It was painful and so badass. Also, for those of you who don't know, like the connection here to going from the Daphne content to this was Daphne's match. So go back and watch that and learn about that, because I think it's really important. But this match I thought was fantastic. It was so different than anything else on the card. Again, we got so much women's talent on this card too, in general, like just a lot of participants in it, and everybody did something different. This was by far the most different thing that we saw, because it wasn't just stylistic. We're taking tech spots out here. So what a badass match. And oh man, yeah, give Kimberly a raise, because she's gonna need it for the medical bills because of what she did to her body in this match. It was absolutely bananas. I liked that despite how brutal it was, I feel like people assume that brutal and slow always go together. This was actually very well paced too. Like, I felt like this moved a lot considering how physical and it was. So I thought this was great. And again, the sequencing of the show to get through an entire tournament and not feel tired by the end of it, not always an easy thing to accomplish. Doing this match really gave you that breath of fresh air with it. So I have nothing but great things to say about it.
And this was definitely something that brought something so different to the show. And we already knew that because this was promoted, obviously. So going into it, you knew that you were going to get all of this violence and all of this gruesome stuff. And I thought that given, I didn't even keep track of how long the match was, but it didn't feel long, but it didn't feel short either. But it feels like we got a lot in it, even though it wasn't like this super long match. I didn't want it to end, to be honest. Like when the end came, I was like, oh man, like I was like really digging that. Like, I love this type of stuff. So for me, like, part of me was like, I didn't want this to end whatsoever. But yeah, I really do think though that Kimberly for me was the one that just like made this match, took it to another level. So I do think that she deserves a lot of credit for that. So let's go ahead and jump into the finals here, and we do got a lot of super chats in regards to the final. So I'm going to start off reading a couple of the super chats, and then we'll go ahead and actually talk about the match itself. So in the finals, we saw Tasha Steelz versus Mercedes Martinez. You have, you know, Tasha Steelz, who, you know, has been with Impact for, you know, quite some time now. You have Mercedes Martinez, who is, you know, coming back. She's, you know, reestablishing herself, remaking a name for herself. So it was going to be very interesting to see which direction they were going to go into, you know, who was going to win here today. So let's get some super chats here, and then I'll read a little bit about this actual match. So super chat from Joey Graps. Thank you so much to Joey, who says, Tasha Steelz is one of my new favorite wrestlers. Great matches. Love that cutter on the apron that she did. I agree. Kate, do you want to take a second to put over Tasha Steelz?
Yeah, first of all, I also do want to acknowledge that this was really cool to see two Hispanic women in the finals. And I did want to talk to you about that specifically because it is Hispanic Heritage Month until the 15th. That runs September 15th through October 15th. And of all the graphics I've seen and like appreciation moments, this to me is the best way to appreciate it. Let's put these two women in the finals of this match. Tasha Steelz to me got made in this tournament. Like, she's been great in the tag team scene. I feel like I understand who she is more. We talked about the facial expressions. I feel like she's just grown so much in a very short time in a kind of a sneaky way. Like, I don't think anybody really saw that. This, even though she ended up losing, going into this match, I didn't know who was going to win, because I think putting it on the hometown talent, homegrown talent, is always an exciting thing to do. But Mercedes Martinez can just add so much value. So I didn't know which way this was going to go, but yeah, Tasha has been great. She's been so versatile. And I feel like what we saw out of her tonight, we just saw very different matches every time she was in the ring. So I liked getting to see so many sides of the same coin. I'm so happy for her. And I love that she didn't get left behind when like her best work was done probably in Fire and Flavor. And now she's getting to break out on her own. She's not getting thrown to the side, which is always refreshing to see just from in a standpoint of how they treat their talent. So I loved it. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that they were the final two as well. I definitely think that it kind of made it feel like really exciting because again, you had, you know, two different, very different directions that Impact could have gotten here with the, you know, with the win. So let's talk a little bit about some of the moments that we saw during this match. So we saw, you know, Mercedes get Tasha with a series of suplexes, which I really loved here. And then I do think that, you know, there is the major takeaway, and you've mentioned it and I've mentioned it, is really the fact that Tasha Steelz kind of got to show a very different side of herself. And again, we saw that during this match. And, you know, we saw them go back and forth, which was absolutely phenomenal. But Mercedes does get the win here with the OG drop. And I got to say that I thought that I personally kind of wanted them to go with Tasha Steelz just because I kind of felt that she really, really worked so much up into this moment. So I did kind of want them to go that direction, but I totally get why they went with Mercedes. And you can't, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, well, what do you like more? You know, cake or another cake? It's like, you like both, right? So you can't decide. It's like, I don't know how else to like say, like, you're happy with like either or option, which is, you know, kind of how I felt about this. But, you know, seeing Mercedes win, I think it's going to be really cool because now she's either going to go on to face either, you know, Mickie James or Deonna Purrazzo, you know, whoever wins out of that Bound for Glory match. So either way, you have some really exciting matchups. Ideally, I want to see Mercedes Martinez versus Deonna Purrazzo. Where would you like to see that end up?
Yeah, so to your point, I was glad to see Mercedes Martinez win, but I didn't think there was a wrong choice here, especially when you know the person on the other side is super veteran at this point. Like, it's either Mickie freaking James or it's probably going to be Deonna Purrazzo, who is on, I mean, just an incredible run. So it's not like you would have been in danger to put Tasha in that situation. Tasha in that situation.
Everybody's name is like Dasha, Sasha, Tasha, Masha.
Masha, yeah. Oh my gosh. Masha could have gone on here.
I just thought about it right now. Oh my God.
Ashas.
Yeah, there you go. Now we just need an Asha. We need an Asha to come in here and be like, I'm Asha.
Yeah, they're perfect. Fantastic. You could have a stable of it. It would be fantastic. That'd be a great stable.
This was like Paige Cage.
Pages on AEW. Don't get me started. But there would be no harm in putting Tasha Steelz in that situation because she would be going up against someone that's a veteran. But I think Mercedes Martinez versus Mickie James is a dream match. And I think Mercedes Martinez versus Deonna Purrazzo is going to slap anyway. So to your point, I don't think there was anything wrong. I think Mickie is probably not the person for Deonna to drop to, though I'm very much looking forward to that match. And I think it's going to be fantastic. I just think that's not the person. I think for Deonna to drop the title at this point, it's going to make someone else. So yeah. I think someone like Tasha Steelz would make sense here. I don't think you need to put it on someone who is already accomplished, like everything there is to in this industry. So
you don't need to build up Mickie James. We know James. We love Mickie James. We love Mickie James. We got a couple more super chats. This one is from Ryan Sullivan, who says, I know Mercedes won, but I feel like Tasha Steelz was the star of the night. And I don't think either one of us can argue with that because, you've definitely got a point there. Another super chat. This one is from Arpon Pal, who says, so glad Mercedes Martinez won, a true professional. And she deserves it, man. Like, she's somebody that, you know, just adds to any tag team division, any women's division that she is in. She just really adds to it there. Before we move on to the main event, we do have another super chat. And this one is from R26, who says, between Impact, Stardom. Oh, I already rate. Didn't I rate this already? between Impact Stardom and TJPW, the last 24 hours of women's wrestling has made up for what the two big companies did on Friday night. Oh, okay. I did not read this one already. And I think I read something similar earlier, but yeah. And that's the thing. Like, people want to see women's wrestling get the respect that it deserves. And I would say that watching this show, if you want to see, you know, women's wrestling get the respect that you wanted to get, this was a place to go in and watch.
Yeah, it just, for some reason, it seems like at other promotions, there's this temptation to treat women's wrestling different than men's wrestling, as if like storytelling doesn't apply or whatever. Like, it's baffling to me that it gets treated completely differently. And Impact is very good about not doing that. This gets very similar treatment to how you would see a men's tournament play out. And I just appreciate that. I think this thing around treating it differently is very weird, because all we want is for it to be treated the same.
Exactly. A 1 minute match versus a 10 minute match, two totally different things. But anyways, let's get into this main event. And after our main event, we're going to go ahead and also talk about who we thought were some of the biggest standouts of the night. But just a reminder, guys, if you want to get your super chats in, please make sure you guys do so, because we will be wrapping up shortly and you don't want your super chat to not get read. But here we go. Our main event, we got the women's tag team titles on the line. And we have Decay, the team of Rosemary and Havoc, versus The Influence, to Neil and Madison Rain. This was a fun match. This is a fun main event. We saw essentially Rosemary and Havoc beat the hell out of The Influence. We did see them retain, which I think was the right call here. And this was a fun match. How did you feel about it?
I liked it. I thought it was exactly what it should have been. And there's not a ton to dig into. It was perfectly solid. I think the right team won, but I think the bigger thing is, now we're getting this inspiration tease. I think this was more meant to be like the bridge to that. I didn't doubt the booking for a second, but a really solid match. I think the story that I is the tournament. So it was kind of weird having this main event in a way, but also the note that they wanted to leave us on, that made perfect sense. So I thought it was perfectly serviceable. And I loved how many women were used on tonight's card in general. And this was a good example of getting a lot of women on to get their moment to shine, and doing it in a well-booked way.
I 100% agree. So let's go ahead and for our last segment of the day, because again, we've kind of been putting over a lot of women. And that's obviously, you know, what we want to talk about here today, and just really pay like, I don't know how else to say it, but I want to make sure that women's wrestling gets like the proper respect that it should be getting. Right. Of course. I do want to, we do got another super chat. This one is from the Intangible One, Cliff Beard. Thank you so much. Who says, can't stay, but wanted to say, I love this team up of Hollywood Salcedo and Killer Kate, not Kitty. Both of you are great. Hashtag team badass babes. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I do.
And okay, so for our final segment of the night, I do want to go ahead and ask you, who, if you have 1 to 3 picks of women that you would say from tonight, you were just like, man, either you became a big fan of theirs, you think they deserve a notable mention, anything, just 3 names that you think really stood out for you today, and then just go ahead and like give us your reasons as to why you chose those 3 names.
Sure. I think Tasha Steelz got made tonight in a very special way. I think she is the winner of the tournament, even though she lost. I think we just got to see 3 completely different matches against 3 very different opponents, and she told great stories in every single one. She showcased what she does in the ring differently against every single one. And her expressions really correlated with what she was trying to tell the story of, which I think is fantastic. And I think we've seen so much growth, and this was a fantastic showcase of that. My second one is my girl, Masha. How do you not, after what we saw out of her tonight, out of what we've seen out of her in general, I think that was just a very special match. And I thought it would be great because I knew who was involved, but I don't think that I knew it was going to be one of those matches that has you on the edge of your seat and makes you feel something the way that that match did. So I would go with those 2. And then since you gave me up to 3, why not fill the quota? I'll throw Mercedes Martinez as the winner in there too. I'm always so continually impressed by her ability to be so rooted in herself as a wrestler, but continue to make everybody else look great and just do exactly what she's there to do. Someone in an earlier super chat called her a professional. She truly is. She truly, truly is. So good for her for winning this. It's great to see her get the shine. I knew what she was capable of, though. I just always love seeing it on display. So the real standouts to me were Masha and Tasha.
The Ashas.
The Ashas tonight, killing it.
So I got to add. So again, I got to agree. I think Masha was definitely like the, for me, she was the real standout of the night where I was just like, anybody who, if you had a chance at one point to hire her and you didn't, you should be kicking yourself in the head right now. I'm sorry. But if I was a promoter and I had a chance to sign her and I didn't sign her, I would feel like I got egg on my face right now, honestly, really. Yeah. So I got to put her over. The second person that I really got to put over here is Lady Frost, because I thought that she was just so impressive. I thought, again, like I said at the beginning, you know, that opening match I thought was a phenomenal way to kick off the show. And for me, Lady Frost was obviously a big reason. Like, I just really, really enjoyed her work. I really like what she brought to the table. And I kind of, you know, want to make sure that she gets mentioned. So I would definitely say them. And then for my third one, it's kind of like a tie because, like, I want to say Deonna Purrazzo, but I think we already know how good Deonna Purrazzo is. So, like, she's been doing great as a champion. So because of that, I'm going to go with Tasha Steelz. I'm going to go with Tasha Steelz because, again, this was one, you know, this was a night where, like I said, we really got to see so much from her that we haven't seen before. And we already know, you know, how great Deonna is. So that's why I'm going to give it to Tasha Steelz, because I just think that she also needs to, you know, get some, like, you know, get some, you know, some note, I don't know, notoriety, notability. I don't really know anymore, but I just want to mention her. She gets some kudos. There you go.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, Deonna's been on this groove, to your point. Like, what she did with Masha was also, she was a huge part of why that match was so special, but it's not surprising with her anymore. I think this really was Tasha Steelz night in a lot of ways. So it's, yeah, that's a tough tiebreaker, but I think you put it on the right woman. And Lady Frost.
I was like, dang, I should have done five names, man, because I was doing this. I was like, I also want to give, you know, kudos to this person, props to that person, etc. You know, all of that.
It was a great night. It was a great night. It really, really was. It was a very nice palate cleanser after what we saw this week in general, too. But context aside, like, what a fantastically well-executed pay-per-view, both with the talent that they selected and how they performed and the way that the tournament was booked and executed across the board, I think was just fantastic.
And I think you said it well. So I'll end it at that. You got it all down. Kate, first of all, I want to thank you so much for saying yes to coming on here and doing the show with me. I'm very happy we got our first show out of the way, and I'm sure we're going to have many more to come here. So thank you so much. Before we go, please feel free to plug in anything you'd like to plug in.
Sure. Well, I will just throw that back at you and say thank you so much for having me. And I'm so excited to have done this. And you watching you work is a privilege to see and very inspiring with how hard you work. So thank you so much. Oh, well, you can catch up with me because I was a mess with the Daphne stuff. But you can catch me every Tuesday. We do the Sour Grapes NXT post show right here on Fightful. Alex and I just slowly lose our minds every week, and I wear ridiculous things. So come join us. You can catch me on the Mark Order podcast Wednesday nights after AEW Dynamite. We cover all things All Elite. And then on Fridays, I do the AEW Rampage and SmackDown post show, where it is not a mute-free zone, unfortunately, but we have so much fun over there. Also back on Fightful. So check me out on those things, and then you can check me out on the Twitter right here.
And we're actually going to end with this massive super chat. Douglas Johnson, holy moly. Thank you for this massive super chat. It says, just because you two are hardworking badasses who continue to kick all butt. Dude, this is awesome. Thank you so much for sending this over. We really, really appreciate it. Like, so, so much. Thank you so much to Douglas. Guys, make sure you guys give Kate some love. follow her. You guys have been seeing our handles on here this entire time, so you guys know where to find us. As for me, please head on over to youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. That is my baby. I am about to hit 50,000 subscribers on there, and I have tons of interviews, working on tons of content. So please head on over there, click a subscribe. I promise you, you will enjoy it. And then head on over to Twitter and or on Instagram at _Denise Salcedo. I'm almost at 40K on Twitter. I'm so close. I'm like 800 away. It's really, really driving me nuts. But if you haven't followed me, please head on over there. It would really mean a lot to me. So yes, please make sure to follow both Kate and I. Make sure to subscribe to Fightful here on YouTube, FightfulSelect.com, all of that good stuff. Until next time, I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Kate Hensler, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save-